We are diving into NVIDIA's third quarter earnings announcement today.
Yeah.
Ready to talk numbers that are bigger than some countries' GDPs.
It's wild.
Seriously, we're talking billions with a B.
Absolutely.
And it gives us a glimpse into how quickly the AI world is changing.
It does.
We've got NVIDIA's official release and some insider info from their earnings call. So let's get into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
So it is mind-blowing, isn't it?
It's mind-blowing.
NVIDIA isn't just riding the AI wave, they're the ones making the wave bigger.
Absolutely.
They pulled in a massive $35.1 billion in revenue this quarter,
Yeah.
which is a 94% jump compared to last year.
Huge.
And get this, their data center revenue alone hit $30.8 billion.
Yeah. That's just crazy to me.
Okay, I'm trying to wrap my head around that.
Yeah.
Those numbers are astronomical.
They are.
What's fueling this incredible growth? Are we all just caught up in AI hype, or is there something more substantial happening here?
It's way more than just hype. We're seeing two major shifts happening in the world of computing right now. First, think about how computers have traditionally worked using CPUs like super fast calculators to process information.
Right.
But now it's all about GPUs, which power machine learning, allowing computers to learn and think more like humans.
Right.
It's like we're upgrading the brains of every data center on the planet.
So it's not just about faster processing anymore. It's about a whole new way of computing.
Exactly.
Wow.
And the second big shift is the explosion of what's called generative AI.
Okay.
We're not just analyzing data anymore. We're using AI to create things,
Right.
images, text, music, even code.
Yeah.
It's like AI is becoming a factory for producing all sorts of digital content.
And NVIDIA is right at the center of this revolution, supplying the tools that make it all possible.
Yeah.
In their earnings call, Colette Kress, NVIDIA's CFO, mentioned the massive demand for their Hopper H200 chips.
Yes.
These chips are already powering major AI systems on platforms like AWS and Azure, the cloud services that run so much of the internet. Even Google Cloud and Oracle are jumping on board.
They are.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to see how NVIDIA is becoming the backbone of the entire AI infrastructure.
Yeah.
They're not just making chips, they're providing the foundation for a whole new ecosystem of AI applications and services.
Right.
They're enabling the companies building the future of AI.
And speaking of the future, NVIDIA's next generation chip, Blackwell, is already in full production.
Yeah.
And it's exceeding all expectations. They're
Absolutely.
shipping billions of dollars worth this quarter, way more than they initially planned.
Unbelievable, right?
Yeah, that kind of rapid ramp up is almost unheard of in the world of semiconductors.
It
It
is.
really shows how confident NVIDIA is about where AI is headed.
They are all in on it.
They're betting big on Blackwell, and it looks like it's paying off.
And they're winning.
Well, Jensen Huang, NVIDIA CEO, definitely didn't shy away from big ideas in the earnings call.
No, he did not.
He compared data centers to something called AI factories.
I love that analogy.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I love it because it helps us understand the scale and potential of what's happening.
Yeah.
Just like a power plant generates electricity, these AI factories are generating intelligence
Okay.
that can be used for all sorts of applications.
Right.
Companies like OpenAI, the creators of ChatGPT, are already giving us a glimpse of what these factories can produce.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder what everyday life will look like when AI is woven into everything we do.
Exactly.
Like, will we even recognize it?
Yeah.
Will it be this?
And
We
Huang
don't.
believes that eventually almost every company will have its own AI factory,
Wow.
churning out insights and solutions for everything from marketing campaigns to financial forecasting.
It's a pretty radical shift in how we think about business and technology.
It is a whole new way of thinking about the world.
That's both incredibly exciting and a little bit intimidating, right?
Right.
But if we're talking about AI that can think and make decisions, isn't there a risk that it gets out of
Oh,
control?
for sure. There are risks.
What safeguards are in place?
That's a huge question and one that we're still grappling with as a society.
Yeah.
But it's important to remember that AI, even the most advanced AI, is a tool.
Right.
It's a reflection of the data it's trained on and the goals we set for it.
Right.
The key is to ensure that AI is developed and used responsibly and ethically with clear guidelines and oversight.
Right.
That's a conversation that needs to happen at every level. From government regulation to individual choices about how we interact with AI systems.
I'm really glad you brought that up because it's easy to get swept up in all the cool things AI can do without thinking about the potential downsides.
Yeah, we need to be careful, but the potential benefits are huge.
So what are some concrete examples of how AI is already making a difference?
Well, let's talk about something you probably use every day.
Okay.
Search engines like Google.
Okay.
When you type in a query, AI is working behind the scenes to understand what you're looking for and deliver the most relevant results.
Right.
That's a form of AI called inference, where the AI is using its knowledge to make decisions and predictions.
Okay, so that's already happening.
Yeah.
What about other areas?
Well, in healthcare, AI is being used to analyze medical images, identify potential diseases earlier, and even personalize treatment plans.
Wow.
In finance, AI is helping to detect fraud, manage risk, and make investment decisions.
Yes.
And in transportation, self-driving cars are becoming a reality with AI at the helm navigating complex traffic scenarios.
Wow, so AI is already having a major impact on so many industries.
Yes.
But what about the average person?
Right.
How will AI affect our daily lives in the coming years?
That's a great question, and it's one that we're all still figuring out.
Yeah.
But I think it's safe to say that AI will become increasingly integrated into our daily routines.
Okay.
We'll see more AI-powered assistants helping us with tasks from scheduling appointments to managing our finances.
Right.
We'll see more personalized recommendations for everything from entertainment to shopping. And we'll see more AI-driven innovations in areas like education, healthcare, and transportation, making our lives easier, safer, and more fulfilling.
It sounds like we're on the cusp of a really exciting, if somewhat uncertain, future.
Absolutely.
And it's important to stay informed and engaged as AI continues to evolve.
It is.
Because ultimately, the future of AI is up to us to shape.
Yeah, I love that.
That's a powerful thought. Okay, so we've talked about the big picture of AI and NVIDIA's role in driving its growth.
Yeah.
But let's dive into some of the specifics of their earnings report, starting with something called industrial AI.
Okay.
What exactly is that, and why is NVIDIA so focused on it?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it leads us to another fascinating aspect of NVIDIA's strategy.
Okay.
Industrial AI is all about applying the power of AI to real-world problems in industries like manufacturing, energy, and transportation.
Okay.
It's about using AI to optimize processes, improve efficiency, and create entirely new possibilities.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Give me some examples.
Sure.
What does industrial AI look like in practice?
Well, imagine a factory floor where robots are working side by side with humans collaborating to assemble products with incredible precision and speed.
Okay.
That's industrial AI in action.
So cool.
Or think about a fleet of self-driving trucks delivering goods across the country, optimizing routes, reducing fuel consumption, and improving safety.
Okay.
That's industrial AI too.
So we're not just talking about replacing humans with robots, but about using AI to enhance human capabilities and create a more efficient and productive workforce.
Exactly.
Wow.
And NVIDIA is playing a key role in making this vision a reality. They're providing the hardware and software tools that make industrial AI possible, and they're partnering with leading companies across various industries to implement these solutions.
In their earnings call, they mentioned something called NVIDIA Omniverse.
Yes.
What is that, and how does it fit into the industrial AI picture?
Omniverse is a powerful platform that NVIDIA has developed for creating and operating industrial AI and robotics applications. Think of it as a virtual world where companies can build digital twins of their factories, train robots in simulated environments, and test out different scenarios before deploying them in the real world.
So it's like a virtual playground for industrial AI.
That's a great way to put it.
Cool.
It's a place where companies can experiment and innovate without the risks and costs associated with physical prototypes and real-world testing.
Right.
And they can collaborate with partners of experts from around the globe, all within this virtual environment.
It sounds like something straight out of a science fiction movie.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But this is the reality of industrial AI today.
Amazing.
And NVIDIA is at the forefront of this revolution, pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI and transforming the way we work and live.
This is all really fascinating stuff.
It is.
But I'm curious, what are some of the challenges that come with implementing industrial AI?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is the need for specialized skills and expertise. Industrial AI requires a different set of skills than traditional IT. So there's a growing demand for data scientists, AI engineers, and robotics specialists.
So there's a potential skills gap that needs to be addressed.
Absolutely.
And is that something that...
And NVIDIA's acutely aware of this.
Okay.
They're investing heavily in training and education programs to help develop the next generation of AI professionals.
Wow.
They're also partnering with universities and research institutions to advance the field of AI and foster innovation.
It sounds like they're taking a holistic approach, not just focusing on the technology itself, but also on building the ecosystem and workforce needed to support it.
Exactly. Yeah. So smart.
They understand that the success of industrial AI depends on more than just powerful hardware and software.
Yeah.
It requires a collaborative effort involving industry, academia, and government to ensure that AI is developed and deployed responsibly and ethically, with a focus on creating a better future for everyone.
It's inspiring to see a company like NVIDIA taking such a proactive role in shaping the future of AI. I agree. They're setting an example for other companies to follow, showing that it's possible to pursue technological advancements while also prioritizing societal impact and ethical considerations.
This deep dive is already so insightful.
Yeah.
But we've only just scratched the surface of NVIDIA's earnings report.
Right.
What else did we uncover?
Well, one area that's seeing incredible growth is their software and services revenue.
Right.
In fact, it's on track to exceed $2 billion annually by the end of this year.
That's a significant chunk of change.
It is.
It shows that they're not just relying on hardware sales. They're building a recurring revenue stream through their software and services offerings.
Exactly.
That's so smart.
And this shift towards a more software-centric business model is something we're seeing across the tech industry.
Right. So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive into industrial AI, what's the key takeaway for our listeners?
NVIDIA is betting big on industrial AI.
Yeah.
And for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's a market with enormous potential, and they're well-positioned to capitalize on it. They're providing the tools, the training, and the partnerships needed to make this vision a reality.
But it's not just about NVIDIA.
Right.
It's about the transformative potential of AI to reshape industries, create new jobs, and address some of the world's most pressing challenges.
And that's what makes this such an exciting space to watch.
Well said.
Welcome back before the break.
Right.
We were talking about the huge potential of industrial AI, but this AI revolution isn't just happening within companies, it's happening on a global scale.
Right, because every country wants to be a leader in AI, and NVIDIA is at the center of that race.
Mm-hmm.
In the earnings report, they talked about sovereign AI, which sounds really interesting. What exactly is that?
Yeah, it's the idea that countries want to build their own AI infrastructure and capabilities rather than relying on other countries. Think of it like a national AI strategy, where governments are investing heavily in research development and infrastructure to make sure they have a strong foothold in the AI world.
So it's not just about companies competing, it's about countries competing too.
Exactly, and NVIDIA is playing a key role in this global AI race. They highlighted some interesting examples in the earnings release, for instance. Denmark's largest AI supercomputer is powered by NVIDIA technology. And in Japan, SoftBank is using NVIDIA's Blackwell chips to build the country's most powerful AI system.
It's like the space race of the 21st century. But instead of rockets, it's all about AI chips and supercomputers.
Yeah.
I can see why this would be a big deal for governments. But what's the impact on the average person? How does this global AI race affect our daily lives?
Well, for one thing, it's driving innovation at an incredible pace. The competition between countries is pushing everyone to develop better and more powerful AI technologies, and that benefits everyone in the long run, as we see breakthroughs in areas like healthcare, transportation, and environmental sustainability.
So it's like a rising tide that lifts all boats.
In many ways, yes, but it's also important to be aware of the potential downsides. This competition can lead to a concentration of power in the hands of a few large companies and countries. It's crucial to ensure that AI is developed and used ethically, with a focus on benefiting humanity as a whole, not just a select few.
Right. Like we talked about before, it's all about finding that balance between progress and responsibility. But going back to NVIDIA's role in all of this in the earnings call, an analyst brought up the upcoming change in the U.S. administration and asked how that might affect NVIDIA's global strategy. It seems like a tricky situation to navigate, but Jensen Huang had a pretty clear response.
He emphasized that NVIDIA will comply with any new regulations that are put in place while also continuing to support their customers around the world. He made it clear that they're committed to competing ethically in the global AI race.
That's a smart approach. You have to play by the rules while still pushing the boundaries. Speaking of pushing boundaries, Huang also talked about something called test time scaling in the earnings call. It sounded pretty technical. Can you break it down for us non-experts?
Sure. It's a relatively new concept in AI, and it's pretty fascinating. It refers to the ability of AI models to improve their performance by taking more time to think during inference. Remember we talked about inference earlier, how AI is used to make decisions and predictions in real time?
Yeah, like how Google Search uses AI to understand our queries and deliver the best results.
Exactly. Well, with test time scaling, instead of spitting out an answer immediately, the AI model can actually take a pause, explore different possibilities, and weigh the evidence more carefully before giving a response.
So it's like the AI is engaging in a more deliberate, human-like thought process.
Exactly. And the result is that the AI can often come up with more accurate and nuanced answers, especially for complex tasks that require reasoning and understanding context.
That's incredible. They specifically mentioned OpenAI's ChatGPT-01 model as an example of this.
Right, ChatGPT-01 is a great example of how test time scaling can lead to significant improvements in AI performance. The more time it's given to process a question or request, the more sophisticated and insightful its response becomes.
It's almost like the AI is learning to think more deeply and creatively. Does this mean we're on the verge of a major breakthrough in AI capabilities?
We might be, and the implications are huge. As AI models become more powerful and capable of handling increasingly complex tasks, they'll need more and more computing power to support them.
So this all circles back to NVIDIA and their chips, right?
Exactly. NVIDIA is uniquely positioned to benefit from this trend. They're not only making the most powerful GPUs on the market, but they're also developing the software platforms and tools that are needed to optimize AI performance.
It's like they've created a whole ecosystem to support the growth of AI, from the hardware to the software to the partnerships with companies like OpenAI.
Exactly. And they're not just focused on the technical aspects. They're also thinking about the broader societal implications of AI, and they're working to ensure that AI is developed and used responsibly and ethically.
We've covered so much ground already, from NVIDIA's record-breaking earnings to the global AI race to the future of computing itself. But there's still one piece of the puzzle we haven't talked about yet.
And what's that?
The human element. We've talked a lot about the technology, but what about the people who are building and using AI? What skills do they need? And how do we prepare the workforce for this AI-powered future?
That's a fantastic point, and it's something that we'll delve into now.
Right, because as fascinating as AI is, ultimately it's about how it impacts our lives and shapes the world around us.
Absolutely, and understanding the human side of the AI revolution is crucial if we want to create a future where AI benefits everyone.
We're back and ready to wrap up our deep dive into NVIDIA's Q3 earnings and the future of AI. We've covered some seriously mind-blowing tech and the global race for AI dominance. But now, let's talk about the part that matters most,
Oh.
us. How does this all impact people like you and me?
That's the heart of it, right? All this AI potential is meaningless if it doesn't ultimately benefit humanity and make the world a better place.
Absolutely. And we've all seen those sci-fi movies where robots take over, right?
Yeah.
So, what are the real-world challenges we should be thinking about as AI becomes more powerful and a part of everyday life?
Well, one of the biggest concerns is the impact on jobs. As AI and automation get more advanced, there's a real risk that some jobs will become obsolete. And this isn't just about factory workers being replaced by robots. We're also talking about white-collar jobs like data entry, customer service, even some aspects of programming that could potentially be automated.
That's a pretty unsettling thought for a lot of people. So, what can we do to prepare for this kind of shift in the job market? What skills should we be focusing on?
The key is to focus on developing skills that are uniquely human and tough for AI to replicate. Things like creativity, critical thinking, complex problem solving, emotional intelligence, and the ability to collaborate and communicate effectively with other humans. These are the skills that will be in high demand in the future.
So it's not just about learning specific technical skills, but about honing those broader human capabilities that set us apart from machines.
Exactly. And it's not just about individuals adapting. Governments and educational institutions need to step up too. They need to provide the training and support that people need to thrive in this new economy. We need to invest in reskilling and upskilling programs to help people transition into new roles and industries.
It sounds like a massive undertaking, but also an incredible opportunity to create a more equitable and fulfilling future for everyone.
I agree. It's a challenge, but one we need to embrace. Because the truth is, AI is here to stay. It's not going away. The question is, how do we shape its development and ensure it's used for good?
That brings us back to those ethical considerations we talked about earlier. How can we ensure AI is developed and used responsibly? There are a lot of anxieties about this.
It's a complex issue with no easy answers. But some key principles include transparency, accountability, and fairness. We need to understand how AI systems work and make decisions. We need to hold those who develop and deploy AI accountable for its impact. And we need to ensure that AI is used in a way that benefits everyone, not just a select few.
It's a lot to consider, but these are vital conversations we need to have as a society. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about the values we embed in it and the choices we make about its use. This is about our future.
Exactly. And the good news is that there are so many brilliant minds working on these very issues. Researchers, ethicists, policymakers, even artists and writers. They're all grappling with the implications of AI and trying to shape its future in a positive way.
That's reassuring. This deep dive has been incredibly insightful. We've explored everything from record-breaking earnings and the global AI race to the future of work and the ethical considerations surrounding AI. It's been an amazing journey.
It has, and it's been incredibly hopeful, too. The potential of AI to improve our lives and address some of the world's most pressing challenges is truly inspiring.
I'm totally with you on that. So, as we wrap up this episode, what's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
The future of AI isn't set in stone. It's up to all of us to shape it. By staying informed, participating in these important conversations, and demanding that AI be developed and used ethically, we can create a future where AI benefits everyone.
That's a powerful message and a perfect note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey into the world of NVIDIA and the future of AI. We hope you found it valuable, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive.